ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अपायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः शङ्कर भगवत्पाद इन् दिस् ट्रेमेण्डस्लि अमेजिङ्ग् वर्क् काल् दक्षिणामूर्ति स्तोत्रम् which is said to be the one of the highly recognized Prakarna Granthas. As I said many times before, present the essential teaching of the entire Prasthanatrayam here. In the first three verses, he unfolds the meaning of the implied meaning of the Mahavakyam, the words of Mahavakyam Tattvamasi. In the opening verse, he presents the essential nature of the individual being pure knowledge or pure consciousness. And it is this consciousness which is the Lakshartha, the implied meaning of the word Tvam. In the second verse, he unfolds, he discusses the Lakshartha, the implied meaning of the word Tat, which is Paramatma. So Jivatma Swarupam is discussed in the first verse. Paramatma Swarupam being pure existence, Sat. Sat, the pure existence, being Paramatma Swarupam, the Swarupam of the macrocosmic being, is discussed in the second verse. Chit, the pure consciousness being the Jivatma Swarupam, is discussed in the first verse. The third verse, which we saw last class, discusses the meaning of the word Asi in Mahavakyam Tattvamasi. The meaning of the word Asi in the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi is the oneness of the Sat and Chit, which means the existence is nothing but consciousness. The consciousness is nothing but existence. If at all we need to understand the reality, the absolute reality has to be recognized only in terms of its nature of knowledge, knowing, as pure consciousness. And reality in terms of its nature of pure consciousness can be arrived at only as the Swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge, subject of experience. Therefore, the reality in terms of its nature of consciousness can be arrived at only as the Swarupam of the individual I. And the same consciousness alone is in the form of existence of every object, the entire objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex. Just as an ocean cannot have existence without the water, Just as an ornament cannot have existence without the gold. I do not want to give too many examples. The universe, the cosmos cannot have existence at all without the consciousness. It is the pure consciousness which alone is in the form of existence of the universe. If you ask what is that which lends existence, what is that which is in the form of existence of the universe, if you ask, you have to land only in pure consciousness. And this existence being non-different from consciousness, consciousness being existence, is said to be the essential oneness of Jivatma Paramatma Swarupam, Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam, Ekatvam, Aikyam Ekatvam, oneness of the reality. Two different terms, but Vastu, the substance implied by both words, one and the same. Essentially, they are not two. Existence is consciousness, consciousness is existence. That essential oneness of the microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being is discussed in the third verse, which is the Asi Pada Lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word Asi. So with this, actual teaching of the Dakshinamurti Stotram is over. But still, in the following verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to reinforce what has been taught in these first three verses. And here, the fourth verse, I think I introduced this fourth verse last class. Already I have introduced this verse. Today we have to read the verse and see the meaning of the verse. Because we meet once in a week, better you connect to whatever I have said. And if it's available, always re-listen to what was said before so that you can connect it easily. Nana Chidra Ghatodarasthita. Nana Chidra Ghatodarasthita. Mahadeepa Prabhabhaswaram. I want to tell you one more thing. I have a great wish of doing Manasollasam of Sureshwara Acharya sometime of this same text. That is the main reason I wanted to teach this again. Unless you are prepared with this, you will not enjoy that those classes. Nana Chidra Ghatodara Sthita Mahadeepa Prabhabhaswaram. Nana Chidra Ghatodara Sthita Mahadeepa Prabhabhaswaram. Jnanam Yasyatu. Jnanam Yasyatu. Chakshuradhikaranadvara bahispandate janamiti tameva bhantam. Janamiti tameva bhantam. Janamiti tameva bhantam. Anubhatyetat samastam jagat. Anubhatyetat samastam jagat. Janamiti tameva bhantam. जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः इदम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नानाच्छिद्र नानाच्छिद्र घटोदरस्थित घटोदरस्थित महादीप महादीप प्रभाभास्वरम् प्रभाभास्वरम् नानाच्छिद्रघटोदरस्थित महादीप प्रभाभास्वरम् नानाच्छिद्रघटोदरस्थित महादीप प्रभाभास्वरम् ज्ञानं यस्य तु ज्ञानं यस्य तु चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा बहिस्पन्दते ज्ञानं यस्य तु चक्षुराधिकरणद्वारा बहिस्पन्दते जानामीति जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् जानामीति तमेव भान्तम् अनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये सो हियर् द एंटायर यूनिवर्स इज लाइकन टू अ डार्क रूम a dark room, a room without any light. This dark room is filled with objects, five types of objects. There's no way of this dark room shining by itself. All the objects in the dark room also cannot shine by themselves. Every object in this dark room remains covered in darkness. All that is there is one darkness, pitch darkness. The room is not seen, not known, nor do the objects which exist in the room are seen or known. Nothing is differentiated. Nothing is revealed. Nothing shines. There's only darkness. Therefore, such a dark room and full of dark objects do not serve any purpose. Now, if the dark room has to be illumined, some light has to be brought in. And there is sun, there's a bright sun with the blazing light. Of course, there's a brightest sun, the blazing light. But still, room is dark. Somehow, the sunlight is not illumining the dark room. So, as I mentioned last class, there is an entrance to this room, and in front of that entrance, if we keep a mirror, and that mirror which reflects the light, sunlight, the sunlight reflected in the mirror can illumine the dark room, which means in the presence of the reflection of the sunlight, dark room becomes a bright room. Every dark object in the dark room becomes a bright, shining object. When the object shines, the room shines. The room and the every dark object, no more dark, bright object, now has the status of being the existent. It enjoys the status of being the existent because it shines. Every object shines. It wasn't shining before. Only now it shines because of the reflection of the sunlight. Therefore, appropriate word should be, we should say, it shines after. Anubhati. Dark room anubhati. No more dark room now. The room shines after the reflected sunlight. The dark object, no more dark, bright object, shines after the reflected sunlight. It's called anubhati, anubhanam. Shining after is called anubhanam. Shines after is the verb is anubhati. If we analyze, the mirror also without the sunlight would have become one of the dark objects. The very fact that now mirror is shining, not only mirror is shining, mirror is capable of reflecting the sunlight, mirror is capable of illumining the dark room, means the mirror also does not have light of its own. Of course, the light is of the sun. Therefore, the mirror is dependent on the sun for its shining, for it to be capable of illumining. Therefore, mirror also anubhati. Room shines after the mirror. Dark room shines after the reflected sunlight, the mirror, and the mirror shines after the sun. Whereas sun does not shine after anything. Therefore, we have to say sun bhati, the illumining light, revealing of the sunlight should be known as bhanam. Suryasya bhanam. Sun has bhanam. The dark room, the mirror have anubhanam. Suryaha bhati, whereas darpanaha anubhati. Mirror shines after. Therefore, ultimately, even though sun does not illumine the dark room directly, sun alone illumines the dark room through the mirror. Even though mirror is the illuminator of the dark room, still mirror is not independent illuminator. Mirror shine, which shines after the sun, illumines the dark room. And here, if we extend the same logic here, there is the dark room. The entire Jagat is likened to the dark room. All the five types of objects which constitute the Jagat, you can say innumerable countless forms indicated by countless words, serving countless purposes, this universe of those objects is like a dark room. It does not have light of its own. It can never have the status of being existent independently at all. It is absolutely dependent on another light. And so here, we have to understand the meaning of the word light. A light is that which shines by itself, which is self-luminous, and in whose presence an other opaque thing comes to light. Anything which is capable of making the unknown object known can be called light. Anything which is capable of making the unknown object known can be said to be light. But what does the light do? Light brings an opaque thing to light. Thereby, it makes the opaque thing known. Similarly, anything which makes the unknown object known also can be looked upon as a light. So based on that fact, every sense power, every sense organ is also light. Seeing power makes the light known. Seeing power makes all the forms and colors known. So therefore, seeing power is a light. Hearing power is a light which makes the sound known. The power of smelling makes the smell known. The power of taste makes the taste known. The power of touch makes the object of touch known. Therefore, all five powers are, five sense powers are like the five different lights. And every light is capable of illumining the object, the corresponding respective object which falls within its own range. So, but here, one more thing we have to understand. Even though five sense powers are the lights, each power is a subtle matter. It is inert by itself. What is that really makes these five sense powers shine? What is that which makes the sense powers conscious and sentient? Because sense powers themselves do not have light of their own. They shine after the light called mind. Therefore, the entire objective universe shines after these five lights in the form of five sense organs. Therefore, Jagat Anubhati, sense organs Bhanti. Sense organs Bhanti, Jagat Anubhati. But sense organs also Bhanti shine only from the standpoint of the universe. But sense organs also anubhanti shine after from the standpoint of the mind. And mind also anubhati. From the standpoint of the sense organs, mind bhati. But mind also anubhati from the standpoint of another light. Okay. So here, how Shastram presents, there is a dark room where there is a pot with five holes is kept, and in the dark room there is one pot. There's a big dark room and there is full of things, and there's one pot, and this pot has a lamp, big lamp. The pot has five holes, five apertures, and inside that pot there is a big lamp, and that lamp has big brilliant flame of light. What happens from that, the effulgence, the light of the lamp which is inside the pot emerges out. How? The five holes are there. Through each hole, the beam of light emerges out through five different holes. One lamp with one flame of light, but the effulgence of that flame of light emerges out through five different holes. Five different beams of light emerging out through the holes go out, emerging out through the holes, bring the light out. And whichever object falls within the range of ray of light. Whichever object falls within the range of the beam of light, the ray of light emerging through which hole, that object becomes illumined. Do you get the picture? Object which falls within the range of the beam of light emerging through the hole becomes illumined, and that object shines like that. This world of darkness, the world of opaque things, world of inert material products. And here is a pot. In this world, dark world of material products, there is a pot of human body. Our human body is like a pot. One of the great Tamil saints, he has already sung, Nandavanathilorandi, Nalainthu madamai kuyavanai vendi, Kondu vandhanoru thondi, அதை கூத்தாடி கூத்தாடி போட்டுடை தாண்டி. Already, I love that song, and Pooja Swamiji sings, I love it, the way he sings. You know, the mother and father, they make takes nine months to make this body pot. Anyway, what I'm saying, this physical body is like that pot, with the five apertures of five sense organs. And within this body, there is a Mahadeepaha, big lamp. What is that lamp? That lamp is the mind. How is it possible for that lamp to shine? The mind is like a big lamp, huge lamp. From that mind lamp, okay, the light is emerging out through the five apertures of sense organs. What is that flame of that lamp, mind lamp? He said, the consciousness, Atma, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost self of every being, which is implied by the term Atma, is nothing but pure consciousness, pure awareness. Chaitanyam, Chaitanya Jyotihi, light of consciousness. Consciousness is not the light, but the light is consciousness here. The consciousness is which does not lend existence to the universe directly, but consciousness manifests in the mind. Consciousness is there. The consciousness manifests in the light, then the mind is what? The flame of lamp. And the consciousness, light of consciousness, absolute light of consciousness. The consciousness is like the sun, Surya Bhagavan. But here, the light of consciousness obtaining in every individual being, manifest in the lamp of mind, is shining. That flame of consciousness manifest in the lamp of mind alone is making the mind bright and brilliant and blazing. And a beam of consciousness, okay, from that the manifest consciousness, light of consciousness manifest in the mind alone is emerging out through five apertures of sense organs. There are five beams of consciousness emerging out through five different holes. And each beam of consciousness is called what? Netra vrittihi, shrotra vrittihi, ghrana vrittihi, rasana vrittihi, twag vrittihi. Five beams of consciousness. Manifestation, the light of consciousness manifests in the mind, emerges out means the five beams of consciousness from manifestation of consciousness emerge out through the sense organs. And whichever object falls within the range of beam of consciousness becomes illumined. Form becomes illumined. Colors become illumined, which fall within the beam of consciousness emerging out through the seeing power. The beam of consciousness, manifestation of light of consciousness, emerging out through the hole of hearing power, illumines the object called sound. The object which does not fall within the range of the beam of consciousness is not illumined. So the beam of consciousness emerging out through the ear illumines only the sound. The beam of light of consciousness emerging out of the eyes illumines only the form, light and colors. The beam of consciousness emerging out through the nose illumines only smell. Like that, the whole world of objects become illumined, which fall within the range of the beam of light of consciousness. Therefore, the world of objects obtaining in fivefold objects shine, the world shines after the five sense light of consciousness, shine after the light of consciousness obtaining in the form of sense organs. The sense organs shine after the light of consciousness obtaining in the form of mind. And the light of mind shines after the absolute light of consciousness. Therefore, bhanti jagat anubhati, the world shines after. Sense organs shine after. Indriyani anubhanti. Antahkaranam api anubhati. Whereas atma bhati, atma swayam bhati. Okay, shines. So here, that is what is said here. So this is a beautiful verse. There's one important vicharaha. It's called Swayam Prakasha Vicharaha. Swayam Prakasha Vicharaha means what? Enquiry into the nature of the Atma, the consciousness being self-evident. The self-evidence is the nature of the Atma, the consciousness. Atma is two factors you have to remember. Ever evident, ever experienced, ever known, ever experienced is Atma. Why ever experienced? It is ever evident. Second thing, it is self-evident. Self-evident, ever evident. What does it mean? There's never a time Atma is not experienced. Atma is ever experienced. And then, what is the proof for the Atma being experienced, ever experienced? Self-evident. Shastram will ask the question, if you say, what is the proof that Atma is ever experienced? Shastram will tell what? When do you know you are? If your question is asked, yes. Do you know anything else is in the world? You have to wait. You have to make effort. Why do I say Atma is ever evident, self-evident? Because, make a note. Atma jnanam, self-knowledge, is not an event happening in time. Point one. Second point, it is not, does not require a process of knowing. Okay? Self-knowledge does not require any process of knowing. Does not involve a process of knowing. Except the Atma, the knowledge of everything in the world, in knowledge of anything and everything in the world is a process, involves a process, involves an effort, involves a will. When I say it's a process of, a knowledge of any object involves a process of knowing, is dependent on the process of knowing. It is an event happening in time and in place. It is also dependent on accessories of knowing. Object must be there. Sense organ must be perceiving that object. And the mind must back up the sense organ. Is it clear? Otherwise, knowledge of an object will not take place. Attention of the mind must be backing the sense organ. Sense organ must be placed upon the sense object. Only then knowledge of the object can take place. Is it clear? I'm telling something very important. Hope you're all listening.
Yes, Swami.
It may look, sound something. I'm repeating something you may feel, oh, already I'm talking something what you already know. That's not true. It's very important, subtle point. Which means it does not involve a process of knowing. Does not depend upon any. It's not an event happening in time. And then no will is required, no effort is involved. no will is involved. Okay, but whereas knowledge of anything in the world is a process. It is dependent on accessories of knowing. Mind must be there, sense organs must be there, object must be there, attention must be placed, and will must be also involved. Will is involved. It happens in time. But self-knowledge is not, Atmajnanam is not an event happening in time involving a will or process. To know you are, you don't need require any evidence. The whole world, for the whole world enjoys existence. You are the evidence for the world. So sense objects, sense organs are the evidence for the sense objects, the world of objects. Mind is the evidence for the sense organs. You are the evidence for the mind. But for you, who is the evidence? You are the evidence. Mind is evident. Sense organs are evident. World is evident. You are self-evident. You are the evidence for yourself. It's called self-evidence. Okay? It's one important point. And second thing, I can finish the verse in 2 minutes. Operational needs time. Whenever you're experiencing an opaque thing, experience of the opaque thing is always inevitably, unavoidably with an experience of the illuminator light. Can you ever imagine the experience of an opaque thing without experiencing the light? Just think and tell me. Can you ever experience an opaque thing without experiencing the light? Experience of the opaque thing simultaneously presupposes what? Experience of the light. Isn't it true? Which means the experience of the opaque thing presupposes the experience of the illuminator light. Similarly, in experiencing every object, sound or form or color or any external objects or even subtle internal objects, pain, pleasure, success, failure, loss, gain, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, likes and dislikes, anger. In experiencing every object, there is always experiencer is there. Along with the experienced object, in every experience, what is unavoidable, what is inevitable is the experience of the experiencer. There is no such a thing called experience of an object without experiencing the experiencer. We may not pay attention to the light. All our attention is only in the experienced object, opaque thing. But really speaking, even though our whole attention is on the experienced opaque thing, but what is inevitably experienced along with the opaque thing is the light. The very fact that you are able to experience the opaque thing itself is because of the light. Isn't it clear? In the same way, Atma is self-evident Atma, self-evident consciousness is ever evident, always there. Never a time it is not there. Always there. The whole life, it is there. In all four stages of life, it is there. In three states of experience, it is there. How is this Atma? How is this consciousness existence? How is it? It is there as I am. This absolute reality, pure consciousness existence is ever evident, means there's never a time it is not there. You can take the whole life as four stages of life. In every stage, consciousness existence is there in every individual as I am. I stands for consciousness, am stands for existence. I the consciousness, am the existence. The consciousness existence is ever evident in every individual as I am. In all four stages of life it is. In all the, whatever every role play you play, consciousness existence is there as I am. It's always there everywhere. In every state of experience it is there as I am. Okay? In all these state of experience it is available there. That is why it's amazing in the scientists, unfortunately, even the brilliant minded people still do not have clue about the consciousness because they're still struggling to accept the mind. Even yesterday I was telling in the class, the psychology is a pseudoscience, mind also is that this mental disturbance is a disturbance in your system of neurology. They have their own code language for saying what is knowledge, what is perception, or everything. They have their own different code languages because functional brain is the mind, according to a scientist. They can't accept the mind. Therefore, where is the question of understanding accepting consciousness as the reality? So, whereas this nature of the Atma being self-evidence is said to be Swayam Prakashatvam, Swayam Prakasha Vicharaha. In fact, the word Atma, if you say I, first person singular pronoun, you, second person singular pronoun, he, she, third person singular pronoun, it, that, third person singular pronoun. We have different pronouns. What about the word self, Atma? These people say Atma is a reflexive pronoun. Atma is a reflexive pronoun. What does it mean? You know that? Actually, Atma is called reflexive pronoun because Atma implies what is not indicated, what is implied by the term Atma is reflexive consciousness. Reflexive consciousness. So what is implied by the term Atma, the reflexive pronoun, is reflexive consciousness. What does it mean? See, that which is capable of knowing, illumining the self and the object simultaneously. That's called reflexive consciousness. Let me tell you again. See, when I know you, if I tell you I know you, when I say I know you simultaneously, I also know I am. Simultaneously being aware of the knower and the known, the knower myself and the known is what? Is said to be reflexive consciousness or reflexive awareness. It's a very amazing phenomenon. And this is a very unique phenomenon. It means simultaneously being able to know both self and the object. When you know there is light is, do you know you are or not? I know the world is, but I do not know I am. Can you say that? Amazing, isn't it? You know you are, simultaneously you know the world is. Simultaneously knowing the self and the world is called what? Reflexive consciousness. And therefore, this is amazing. Otherwise, who is the knower? Who is the absolute knower? Who is the absolute illuminator? You have to say the absolute illuminator is consciousness. There's no knower of consciousness. Consciousness is the consciousness is not the knower. But the standpoint of the known, everything known, the absolute, the only knower is consciousness. And for which you have to say, you have to say that this Swayam Prakashatvam, Swayam Prakashatvam means the nature of the Atma being self-evidence must be very clear, must be understood, accepted. So the only way they have to accept consciousness must be accepted, understood as an independent entity. Otherwise, there will be an infinite problem of infinite regression. Who knower of the knower of the knower? Who is the knower of the knower of the knower? There's no knower beyond consciousness. Okay, it's called Swayam Prakashatva Vicharaha. That is what is presented in this verse. Is it clear? And that, in fact, that pure consciousness existence is the essential nature of every individual. One has to claim this consciousness existence as the very self. So I, the consciousness, am the existence. Satchidatma. Aham Satchidatma. Okay, let us see the verse now. Nana Chidra Ghata Udara Sthita. Nana Chidra. Nana, many. Nana means many. Okay, many means we can take it as five. Why? Only five holes we have. Five sense organs. Nana, many, me five. Chidram means hole, aperture. Chidram, hole. Chidram, chidre, chidrani. So, nana, chidra. Then, ghata, ghataha, pot. It's a compound word. So, we get it as ghata. So, nana, chidra, ghataha means what? Nana, chidrani, yasmin, ghate. Saha Ghataha, Nana Chidra Ghataha. The pot having many holes. Many holed pot. Holy pot. Okay. Nana Chidra Ghataha. And Ghatasya Udaram. Stomach. Udaram means stomach. Stomach of the pot. We should take the stomach of the pot as the inside. Udaram should be taken as inside. Even though literally it means pot, nana chidra ghata udaram. Nana chidra ghata udara ghatodara. Sthita. Sthita means placed, located. Irikkindra. Sthita, nana chidra ghata udara sthita. Okay, what is that which is placed inside the pot, many-holed pot, multi-holed pot, a pot with five holes, that is said here. Mahadeepaha. Mahadeepaha, big lamp. And Mahadeepa has what? Prabha. Prabha means what? Effulgence, light, radiance, flame. Mahadeepa Prabha. So Nana Chidra Ghatodara Sthita Mahadeepa Prabha. There's a light of the big lamp placed inside the pot with five holes. Got it? Okay. Nana Chidra Ghata Udara Sthita Mahadeepa Prabha. Okay. Then Bhaswaram. Bhaswaram also means light, effulgence, brilliance. Prabha and Bhaswaram mean the same. But Prabha goes with the lamp. Okay. Mahadeepa Prabha. Mahadeepasya Prabha. We make a long sentence. Nana Chidra Ghatasya Udare Sthitasya Mahadeepasya Prabha. Nana Chidra Ghatodara Sthita Mahadeepa Prabha. So what? Here, Bhaswaram. Bhaswaram, light effulgence of what? Effulgence of Jnanam. Jnanam, effulgence of Jnanam, light of consciousness. Jnanam is a consciousness here. Light of consciousness is like the light of the big lamp placed inside the pot with five holes. Jnanam, Bhaswaram, the light of consciousness is like the Prabha light of the big lamp placed inside the pot with many holes. Is it clear? Okay. Jnanam. Yasya. The yasya should be taken as Paramatmanaha. Paramatmanaha or Atmanaha. Atmanaha Jnanam. The light of consciousness of Paramatma. The light of consciousness of Atma to Bahihi Spandate. Bahihi outside. Spandate. Throbs or emerges out. Bahihi spandate. Emerges out. How? The light of consciousness of Atma emerges out dwara, through. Dwara means through. Through what? Through Chakshuradi Karana. Through the instrument. Karana means through the instrument of five sense powers such as Chakshuhu. Chakshuhu means seeing power. That Adi, Adi Shabda, the word Adi stands for rest of the four sense organs. So Chakshuradi Karana Dwara Bahihi Spandate. Light of consciousness of Atma through the instruments of knowledge such as seeing power emerges out. Like what? Like the light of big lamp placed inside the pot with the holes. Is it clear now? Got the whole verse now. So I have to add supply many words. Yatha, tatha. Yatha. Yatha. నానాచిద్ర ఘటోదర స్థిత మహాదీప ప్రభ చిద్ర ద్వారా బైహి స్పందతే తథా భాస్వరం జ్ఞానం ఆత్మనః భాస్వరం జ్ఞానం చక్షురాధికరణ ద్వారా బహిహి స్పందతే. ఈజ్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఎవ్రీ వర్డ్ ఇస్ క్లియర్? సో దట్ యస్య ఇస్ ఎ రిలేటివ్ ప్రోనౌన్, యు టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ఆత్మనః. ఆత్మనః భాస్వరం జ్ఞానం, the effulgent or effulgence of consciousness, light of consciousness of Paramatma alone emerges out through the instruments of knowledge such as chakshu, seeing power. Chakshuradi karana dwara bahihi spandate. Okay, then what happens? When the consciousness, the beams of consciousness emerge out through the sense, like poles of sense organs, what happens? Objects which fall within the range of those beams of consciousness become illumined. We have to supply a lot of things now. When the objects which fall within the range of beam of light of consciousness emerging through the sense organs, when they become illumined, what happens? Cognition rises. Jnanam takes place. And the knowledge takes place. What do we say that? Janami. Aham janami. I know. I know. I know. I know. Aham janami. అహం జానామి. ఎస్ స్వామిజీస్ వర్డ్స్, అహం జానామి. ఐ మీన్ స్వామిజీ సమ్ టైమ్స్ అహం జానామి. దిస్ స్టైల్ అహం జానామి ఇతి, ద వన్ హూ నోస్ ఐ నో. హూ ఇస్ దిస్ హూ సేస్ ఐ నో? ద నాలెడ్జ్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్, కాగ్నిషన్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్. దర్ ఇస్ లైట్, there is sound, there is form, there is ocean, there is smell, there is taste. When the knowledge of any object takes place, please make a note, knowledge does take place. When this beam of light of consciousness emerging out through the sense organs illumine the objects, okay, then knowledge takes place. In every cognition, please, now we come to the cognition. In every cognition, there are two factors involved. What is that? One is object of cognition. Another one is subject of cognition. Who is the subject of cognition? Who is the knower there? Cognition involves two factors, the knower and the known. Knowledge involves two factors. Experience involves two factors, experienced object, experiencer subject. Object is known. Isn't there a subject? Please tell me. In all the cognitions, the varieties of through five different objects, sense organs, you have the urge of many objects. So many cognitions rise. In all the variable cognitions, why variable? Because objects are varied. Objects are varieties of objects are known. Cognitions are varied. In all the variable cognitions, there's one thing which is common, invariable. What is that? Aham. I, the consciousness existence, am the reflexive consciousness which is capable of simultaneously being conscious of the self and the object. Self-revealing, self-evident consciousness also brings the object to light. We effortlessly, by its mere presence, that invariably present consciousness existence is what I am. I know means I know I am, I know the world is. I know the world is means I know I am, I know the world is. I know the light is means I know I am, I know the light is. So objects are varied, cognitions are varied in all the variable cognitions. Arriving, departing cognitions, without arriving, without departing. Invariably, what is present is the consciousness existence, which is self-evident, ever-evident. Do you want evidence for your existence? Who wants? Put up your hand here. I'll book an appointment with Mangamma for counseling, okay? Dr. Raghupati. We have a few psychiatrists in the class. I'll fix with them. Send you all to those people. Somebody puts up like this. I do not know I am. I want evidence for my existence. We have a few psychiatrists, doctors in the class. And you'll all get free counseling, okay? Which means, what I want to say, you don't require an evidence for your existence. And you are the evidence for yourself, and you are the only evidence for the world. Self-evident. Okay, when is the self not evident? Tell me. Ever evident. When you say, this is morning, when you wake up, this is morning means what? Already you are there. Ever evident. Sadabhati, Swayambhati. Sadabhati, Swayambhati. There's never a time Atma is not evident. See, following verse, the sixth verse will again add to your clarity for this verse. Okay? Therefore, aham janami iti tameva bhantam. It is the self-evident consciousness existence which is bhati, which alone is shining, ever-evident. Not shining means what? Shines means it is known. That is why Pujya Swamiji always says, there is never a time you are not experiencing Atma. Ever evident means ever experienced. Okay, ever experienced. Only thing is, then what does Shastram do? Shastram does not give you a brand new, fresh experience of the Atma. And self-knowledge is not a flash of experience. The flashy experience happening in time. No. Self is ever experienced consciousness existence. In every experience, what is ever experienced is in experience of every object. What is invariably, inevitably ever experienced is the experiencer consciousness existence. I, the consciousness existence, am ever experienced in every experience of every object. Is it clear? Is it clear or not? Therefore, what does Shastram do then? You need not experience the self. Never ever wait for the self experience, flashy experience of the self. Ever experienced Atma. Ever experienced. Then what does Shastram do? Shastram only draws your attention from the object of cognition to the subject of cognition. Means all the Shastram only gives you a perspective change. Shastram does not give you a new, fresh, brand new experience of the Atma. Shastram helps you recognize the already ever experienced Atma. Shastram only helps you recognize the already ever experienced Atma. Therefore, it is this Atma who is there in every cognition already as a self-reflexive consciousness. Reflexive consciousness as what? Janami. Aham Janami. I know. Means what? I know what? I know object, I know myself. The simultaneously being aware of both is said to be what? Simultaneously being conscious and being aware of both subject and the object is said to be reflexive consciousness. And this is what is said to be arrived at through the Swayam Prakashatva Vicharaha. It's a very important discussion in the Shastra. Swayam Prakashatva Vicharaha. In the inquiry into the nature of the Atma being self-evidence. Okay, as I told you already, Janami iti tameva sahayeva bhati. So Atma is bhati. Atma ever shines. Means ever experienced. Shines. Bantam is what? Objective case. Ban, bath. Takaranta pullinga shabda. Gachan, patan, likhan. That is ban. Bantam, gachantam, patantam, likhantam. Like that. Second case is what? Bantam. Shatru anta shabda. Tameva bantam atmanam. Swayam bantam atmanam. Janami iti, the one who shines as I know always. Samastam jagat anubhati, tameva anubhati, this entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, shines after that self-evident Atma, which is there as I know, I am. Tameva bhantam anubhati, samastam jagat anubhati. The entire universe shines after. Shines after whom? Shines after that Atma. Which Atma? Consciousness existence. Which is ever experienced, ever shining as what? Aham Janami. Aham Janami iti anu, Swayam Bhati. Which means Atma never becomes evident to anything else. Atma is ever evident, self-evident. The whole world is evident to Atma. Atma is self-evident. So samastam jagat anubhati. Tameva anubhati. Entire jagat shines after that Atma, which is ever experienced, ever shining, self-evident Atma. The entire world is evident to that ever-evident, self-evident Atma, which is there saying, I am, I know. And who is that Atma? It is that Atma, ever-evident, self-evident Atma, after whom the entire world shines, that Atma is the Guru. Atma is there in the form of my teacher. And my teacher, who is none other than Dakshinamurti, unto him my salutations. Thus, thus, janami iti tameva bhantam. Naan arihiren endru thanaga vilangugindra endra paramparulai sarndhu ulaganaithum vilangugiratho. Apparambrulagiya guruvirku Dakshinamurtikku vanakkam. Don't worry, okay? Others just take it easy. Didn't miss anything. Janami titameva bhantam anubhatyetat samastam jagat tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam shri dakshina murtaye. Nana chidra ghatodarasthita maha deepa prabhabhaswaram jnanam yasyato chakshuradikarana dvara bahispandate janami titameva bhantam anubhatyetat samastam jagat tasmai shri guru murtaye namaidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye. See, Shastra makes it very clear. Unless and until you discover this greatest, amazing, unique fact of the reality being self-reflexive consciousness, thereby, unless you arrive at the fact, the absolute illuminator, the knower, is none other than consciousness, and which is self-evident, at the same time to which the whole world is evident, in the presence of whom the whole world shines. That consciousness is an absolutely independent entity. The only truth of the whole. Unless and until this fact becomes very clear, if even the scientists, they do not accept, it will give rise to a problem of non-resolvable problem of infinite regression. Unless you say, who is the knower then? Okay, knower of, we say knower of, who is the knower ultimately? Knower is conscious. Is there anything, somebody else other than consciousness? Knower of consciousness. If at all you say, okay, consciousness is not the ultimate knower, then who else is there? Some other knower. Who else? If at all you prove some other knower. Some other knower. So it will result in the problem of infinite regression. Therefore, the only way to resolve this problem is what? We have to understand self-evident, ever-evident nature of reflexive consciousness, which is implied by the reflexive pronoun Atma. Okay, it's an amazing phenomenon. Look at this. Shankaracharya, I mean, this is how Shankaracharya writes. The language, the style, the content. Today's class is over. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.